Thank you.
And
thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, believe me. Tell us a little about what it's like to be Owensboro Health's community injury prevention educator.
I do a lot of community education on ways to prevent injuries, especially the most common type of injuries we have in our community, like fall prevention in elderly, preventing bicycle accidents in children, also car seat safety, and ATV safety.
There you go. This idea of yours to pair up first with Davis County Public Schools and now with Owensboro Public Schools to get bicycle helmets in the hands of the kids who need them, how did that come about?
Well, every year, Owensboro Health Foundation provides helmets for us to give away and distribute out in the community. And we typically do it at different events like farmers markets, Friday after 5. But since a lot of those were being canceled this year, we weren't going to have those opportunities. So we started getting in touch with the school systems to see if there was anything we could do with them. And both Owensboro Public Schools and Davis County Public Schools were very interested and thought it would be good to distribute during the lunch programs that they were having. And then we provided, typically at the events that we have in the summer, we help fit the helmets. We put the helmet on the child and make sure they are properly fitted. And since we weren't going to be able to do that this year, we went ahead and provided information on how to size, what size helmet your child would probably take, and instructions on how to properly fit the helmet yourself.
Tell us a little about what difference it can make when a child wears that bicycle helmet. And we're going to talk about kids first.
A helmet protects your brain. Probably the most significant and most debilitating type of injury a person can have is a brain injury. During a fall or a crash, most of the impact of the crash will be absorbed by the helmet rather than your head or your brain. So this makes a bicycle helmet a very important piece of safety equipment. Your brain just won't heal. I mean, head injuries really do debilitate people, and they're probably one of the most severe type of injuries we see. Nearly 70% of all fatal bicycle crashes, they involve head injuries.
Wow.
Bicycle helmets have been estimated to reduce the risk of head injuries by 85%.
That's incredible.
That is an incredible fact. Despite that fact, only 30% of cyclists report wearing their helmets consistently.
And I'm assuming that these figures that you're giving on the reduction of the potential head injury because you're wearing a helmet, that applies to adults as well.
Yes, it does apply to adults as well. Sometimes I try to think of why people won't wear a bicycle helmet. And, you know, only thing I can come up with is basically sometimes they're hot.
Yeah.
And they are hot to wear if you're standing still. But if you are actually riding your bicycle, there's a couple of vents in that helmet. So once you're riding the bicycle, the air flows through the helmet and it does cool you off.
And I'm told by those who work with you that you're out on a bicycle a lot.
I've been riding a bicycle since I was 4 years old. And we won't go how old I am now, but I've been riding a bicycle for a long time.
So almost 20 years you've been riding that bicycle. That's amazing. And
I know, amazing.
Well, God bless you for what you're doing. That's today and Friday at Owensboro High School. When folks go by to pick up lunch for their kids, they can also get one of the bicycle helmets while they last. And you're also taking this program, I believe, to some of the libraries in Muhlenberg County.
Yes, that's correct. That's this Thursday and Friday in Muhlenberg County.
There you go. Give us an online location where everybody can go and find out more about when and where these helmets are going to be given away.
It's on the Owensboro Health Facebook page. I think that would be an easy place to tap into on where we're going to be at.
Kay Ewing, not only a professional nurse, but also Owensboro Health's community injury prevention educator, joining us to talk about giving away free helmets, bicycle helmets for kids. Thanks for what you're up to. Thanks for keeping an eye on our children for us and for working to keep them out of the emergency room. We're all grateful for that.
Thank you, and everybody be safe out there.